This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. David Cameron's victory in the most recent elections in Great Britain was a total surprise to most people, because according to the polls, he wasn't supposed to win that high or at all. And explanations have been given as to why that is and why the polls just were so terribly wrong, specifically since in the past those polls were always accurate, we were told. The key factor, however, has been overlooked. And I'd like to talk about that key factor, that reason as to why David Cameron won in the way he did. And what does it have to do with biblical prophecy? Because it does have a lot to do with it. First of all, I'd like to give you a few articles which explain their total surprise and shock insofar as David Cameron's victory is concerned, especially in continental Europe. Here's an article by The Local, dated May 8. German politicians and commentaries confronted the reality that Germany would have to take an even more dominant role in Europe on Friday, after David Cameron's Conservative Party achieved a surprise victory in the British general election. Cameron's promise to put the UK's membership of the European Union to a vote in 2017 and the massive surge of support for the Scottish Nationalist Party will likely see the country consumed with its internal politics. Meanwhile, elections the same year in France could see the Eurosceptic National Front divide that country, leaving Germany the only one of Europe's three largest nations with the stability to look to a long-term vision. The trend of recent years, which has seen Germany take a leading role in European foreign policy, is set to continue. Spiegel interpreted the election result in the European context, leading with the blunt headline, "Bad News for Europe." The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung spoke of having to rub one's eyes when the results were announced, expressing disbelief at how misleading opinion polls had been. The paper expressed anxiety at the repercussions for Europe. Business Daily Handelsblatt went with the headline, "Election Winner in a Torn Land." For us in Europe, this means the possibility of a Brexit. Now, you've heard about Grexit, perhaps, the idea that maybe Greece will leave the European Union. Now they're talking about Brexit, that Great Britain might do so. The New York Times wrote on May 8, "Prime Minister David Cameron, having achieved a smashing and unexpected outright victory in Britain's general election, heads into a second term facing severe, even existential challenges to his nation's identity and place in the world. How to keep the United Kingdom in the European Union and Scotland in the United Kingdom." AFP wrote on May 8, "Prime Minister David Cameron's new five-year term could prove less stable than the outgoing one and will put Britain on a rocky course to an EU membership referendum. Without his former junior coalition partner, the centrist Liberal Democrats, Cameron could find himself under pressure to be more right-wing and pursue a harder line on Europe." And that is exactly what is going to happen, as I will show you in a moment. And that is exactly what is in line with biblical prophecy. If his challenger would have won, things would have been dramatically different. But in accordance with the Bible, it wasn't supposed to be. This result had to be the one. And we can see, or we should clearly see, how this is in line with biblical prophecy and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. The Associated Press wrote on May 9, "The election ushers in a new era in British politics, with veteran lawmakers ousted by a public that made it clear it had lost trust in its political leaders. The surprising outcome merely underscored how much things have changed, that there is now a new unpredictability in British politics." And now we come to the point which has been prophesied and strongly indicated in the Bible for thousands of years, that in these end times, Great Britain will not be part of the European Union, of a united continental Europe, as we approach the final stages of these end times prior to Christ's return. Here is the article by the EU Observer dated May 12, which kind of explains it nicely. The UK could hold a referendum on EU membership as early as July 2016, The Guardian reported Monday evening. The referendum will be preceded by negotiations to get a better deal in Europe for the UK. The idea is that British voters can then decide, based on the results of the talks, if they want their country to stay in the EU, of which it has been a member since 1973, or not. And according to polls, which of course can be very misleading as we have just experienced, most people in the UK don't want Britain to stay in the EU at this point. The Guardian noted that a bill which is needed to hold a referendum could be passed by June 2016, making a referendum possible the next month or in September 2016 after the summer break. Now, in light of this, Deutsche Welle wrote on May 12 that UK Finance Minister George Osborne has said his government has been given a clear mandate to renegotiate British EU membership. Osborne said his party would only support remaining in the EU if sufficient changes could be made to the terms. And then the article goes on to say that Reuters has reported that Cameron's spokesman had not ruled out the possibility of an earlier referendum and that he wanted treaty change. European Commission leader Jean-Claude Juncker has said he wants to offer Britain a fair deal, although that would be without major changes to EU treaties. Now, here you have the problem. The problem is, again, magnified in this article by the EU Observer dated May 13, saying, on his first trip to Brussels after the UK election, Finance Minister George Osborne said that Britain is determined to see the EU reformed. One of the main issues will be whether the changes will need an EU treaty change or can be achieved within the existing treaties. A treaty change would likely require a formal EU convention and ratifications in several member states. Osborne's counterparts gave a mixed reaction to London's EU reform calls. The French finance minister said the idea of a so-called renegotiation leading to a EU treaty change has to be dismissed. David Cameron reappointed Philip Hammond as the foreign secretary, and Hammond once said that he didn't rule out voting for a British exit from the EU and is considered to be a Eurosceptic. And to top it all off, here's the most recent article by The Local dated May 13, saying this. German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble had a prickly response to British demands for reform of the EU. Schäuble was in no hurry to meet Prime Minister David Cameron's timetable and was fed up with quote-unquote silly and quote-unquote unnecessary interventions in the Eurozone crisis from across the channel. He explicitly rejected attaching a package of British demands to any reforms made to shore up the currency union. Schäuble's dismissal of the British plan sets the scene for a showdown between the two countries. And that is exactly what the Bible indicates and has been indicating all along what is going to happen. It could only happen under David Cameron's new rule. It couldn't have happened if there would have been a change. You see, the Bible strongly indicates that ultimately the UK will not be part of a unification in continental Europe. In fact, it will become an antagonistic relationship between these two powers. The EU will not accept the UK for much longer in its fold, or the UK might decide to voluntarily withdraw. The Bible shows you, my friends, if you understand what prophecies say, that ultimately a war will break out between continental Europe and the UK, which of course necessitates the fact that the EU and the UK will be two separate independent powers. We have prepared several booklets which go into these amazing prophecies, these amazing facts. One is Europe in prophecy. Another one is Germany in prophecy. Another one is the fall and rise of Britain and America. All these booklets are posted on our website, and you can also receive free copies. They are free for the asking. So please keep informed about these things, because what we are seeing right now in Britain is in total line of biblical prophecies, and the reason that those polls were all wrong have a lot to do with the fact that God didn't allow certain events to take place, because they would not have been in line with his plan for the immediate future. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.